I'm walking, here's the knee and I'm talking. But you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be, I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side. For you pretty baby, I even die. I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking. But you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me.
Oh yeah, a little bit of Fats Domino for you there. Good morning, welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy Big Ed Davis. Thank you for joining us. Hey, it's Friday already, June the 16th. Holy Toledo. We're going to be talking in a few minutes with Jonathan Butcher of the Heritage Foundation. And we're going to talk about how the largest publisher of school books is committed to pushing critical race theory between its covers. Should they be doing that? We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. And a so-called expert defending gender intervention therapy before a congressional committee is left speechless when she is asked to name a study that promotes it. So we're going to look into that a little bit. And Democrats introduce a bill that gives illegal migrants instant access to federal benefits. Instant access. What? We're going to take a look at that as well. And in our ultimate top 10, this is the updated top 10 richest people in the world. It's changed a little bit since our last time, so we're going to give it to you coming out of Forbes magazine. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored by two terrific companies, Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. It's the best place for a haircut that I have ever found in Tampa Bay. A great haircut and a great price. Give them a call at 727-733-3773. Again, for your haircut appointment, 733-3773. And Arbor Life Tree Service, whether it's tree enhancement, tree removal, anything to do with trees, making your trees look better, pruning them, whatever it is, Arbor Life Tree Service, Tampa Bay's premier tree service company. Call them for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. Again, 330-1999. All right. So the stock market looks good all of a sudden. We have some good news. The S&P 500 futures inched higher today. And it goes along with what amounts to the best period for the stock market in quite a few years this past week. I don't see what the current numbers are right in front of me right now, but it's looking pretty good. The S&P is up nearly 3% on the week, and it's the best performance it's had since March. It's the fifth positive week in a row. I guess we should be happy about that. The Fed delivered what investors wanted this week when the central bank decided to leave rates unchanged after 10 consecutive rate hikes. I think we got enough rate hikes. I think we got enough from the Federal Reserve. I think the Federal Reserve ought to get out of the way because it's an artificial enhancement of borrowing when you put a group of people that decide what the rate will be as opposed to the free market. It's never worked very well. I've always thought that both Ron and Rand Paul knew what they were talking about when they said audit the Federal Reserve. You know, the interesting thing is the Fed was created the same year that the federal income tax came along. I'm not sure that either one. You know, we existed here in this country on tariffs for funding our government up until we finally settled in on the idea that you could take money out of the hands of people that worked in this country. We would just tax imports. And that was the money that kept our federal government going. And we seemed to do pretty well. We became the strongest nation in the world. Anyway, it's good news. if you have any kind of investments in the stock market, to see that the stock market has been doing pretty good. And I'm, once I can see it up here, we have a TV on, and I they usually show what the stock market is doing. We'll mention it to you. In the meantime, there is a guy by the name of John Kennedy. He's a senator from Louisiana. He has no relationship to the former president. He's a very conservative guy. He's got a sense of humor. And he's been involved in going after the FBI and the Department of Justice recently for their silence on the Biden bribery. It's a bribery. Whenever you take money and change your political stance, you're being bribered. The Biden bribery allegations, and with former President Donald Trump facing a federal indictment, Republicans are demanding that the FBI and the Justice Department appoint a special counsel to look into Biden's alleged bribery. Boy, I keep saying it, bribery crimes. And Senator Kennedy added to his GOP colleagues' demands that Christopher Wray, an attorney general, that's the FBI director, and Attorney General Merrick Garland address the American people's doubts and uphold the integrity of the law enforcement institutions. Among other things, he says, I think the FBI is the premier law enforcement agency in all of human history, and I'm not going to vote to abolish them or defend them, but you don't have to be Euclid to know that over the past 5 years, there have been people at the FBI and at the Justice Department who have acted on their political beliefs. He says the FBI Director Comey investigated President Trump on evidence that the Hillary Clinton campaign gave to him. It was inevitable, in light of President Trump's prosecution, that the issue of selective prosecution was going to be raised. Anyway, he goes on to talk about how it's a one-sided affair, and it certainly seems to be. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa claimed earlier this week on the Senate floor that the business executive who allegedly paid Joe Biden and Hunter Biden $5 million each kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations with them. And where is the FBI and the Justice Department doing? What are they doing about it? Have you heard them say anything about it? They're doing nothing. They're doing nothing but hiding it. Meantime, all of the mainstream media going after Donald Trump on his collection of classified documents. So where's the fairness in that, right? Anyway, it does seem, and we'll talk about it a little later in the show, it does seem like finally some of the media are taking Biden to task a little bit more than they had. A little bit more than they had. By the way, did you see where the first few people infected by the virus, the Wuhan virus, came from that lab? Does that not tell you where the virus came from? Or were they just wandering around outside and they got it?
The Chinese lab, is that the one you're talking
about? Yeah, the Chinese lab.
The one that, that Trump was ostracized with, only at the China virus?
Yeah. Yeah, the one where they were censoring people that even would dare to mention that it might have come from a lab.
I think I think later on this afternoon, Dr. Fauci's going to have a press conference and apologize to everybody that he was wronged.
And I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for that one. But wouldn't that be great? Remember Rand Paul going after him all the time about Rand Paul's looking smarter and smarter and smarter on all of that. All right, anyway, let's take our break. When we come back, we're going to switch gears. Jonathan Butcher of the Heritage Foundation will be with us. We're going to talk about how the largest publisher of school books is committed to pushing critical race theory.
the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISO certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Oh, baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Hey, we are back on a Friday. Freedom Works. Thank you so very much for being with us. We're delighted to have Jonathan Butcher join us. He is a senior research fellow at the in education policy at the Heritage Foundation. And we're going to talk about a company that it might be the largest publisher of school books, Pearson, and its dedication, apparently, to critical race theory in schools. And, in fact, the Heritage Foundation has got a report talking a lot about that. Jonathan, welcome back to Freedom Works.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
This sometimes these things go, let's say, underneath the headlines, as it were, with all of these other things that have been going on most recently. But, you know, we continue to come back to the concern that we have for the education of our children. And I don't know when it's been more... there's been more fear, if I can use that term, among a lot of people that our children are being not only not educated well in the reading, writing, and arithmetic, but they're being indoctrinated as well with a particular political philosophy that should possibly be kept out of the classroom. And perhaps one of these things that's contributing to this fear is what this Pearson Publishing is doing. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
Sure. So Pearson is a huge publisher. They're based in the UK. They're the largest publisher of college textbooks in the US, possibly in the world. They also produce K-12 materials, as well as DEI training materials. They also have now purchased the company that oversees what is known as USA Hire. And that is the online portal that the Office of Personnel Management, so the office in the federal government that handles hiring people for federal positions. So what happened was Pearson released a set of guidelines for their publishing that said they are going to put anti-racism and commit to it in everything they do. So they have made a commitment to the radical ideas that are core to the center of critical race theory, and they're going to put it in everything that they do. So that means that, I mean, it's college textbooks, it's going to be anything they produce for K-12. It's certainly going to be this USA Hire arrangement, because that involves assessments that Pearson puts together for federal officials to use as they vet resumes. There's a long reach here.
Why would they be doing this? Why is Pearson kind of changing its stripes or going along with it? Was there any, is somebody new come in? Did they wake up one day and decide that they needed to do this? Has it been a slow evolution? What's going on with Pearson?
Well, I mean, it's not uncommon for corporations to do it today, thinking that they will gain applause from the left, right, if they commit to these these woke concepts.
I know, but has this been something that just occurred, or has it been has Pearson been following this route for some time and just becoming more vocal about it?
Well, when you go back to 2020 is when they made this commitment, but if you go back even further, Pearson was the company that made the assessments for the Common Core standards, so the test that state used for that. So, you know, there was already a very top-down perspective that Pearson had on education in general. I would say this, it's not really all about personalities. However, it is true that Pearson hired someone from Disney at a very top-level senior position. And so, you know, those who know Disney Plus, right, the new subscription service to watch Disney shows, well, Pearson now has what is known as Pearson Plus, where you can access online videos and educational content that Pearson creates. So, you know, there's a bit of a similarity there. I mean, the important thing here is that you have a large corporation producing material for both schools and the federal government that has committed itself to putting the core elements of critical race theory in its materials. And so we need to make sure that this is not violating the Civil Rights Act.
Yes, indeed. And Heritage has gotten involved. Tell us a little bit about that, Jonathan. They have a report that's either coming out or has been...
My report came out just 2 days ago, and Fox News gave an exclusive to it. And when the report was released, suddenly some of the sources that I used disappeared from Pearson's website. I mean, I merely was reporting on what was available on Pearson's website, showing their commitment, their stated commitment to embed these radical ideas in everything that they produce. And then their editorial content standards were pulled down. They had a video series that was pulled down. Of course, we have archives of all of this material, but it's certainly suspicious that around the time that my report comes out, suddenly the things that I cited have disappeared.
Wow. So you had an effect on them right away, apparently. I mean, this is so indicative, and I used the word fear. People, parents, are afraid of what their children are learning. Now, you mentioned that Pearson in particular is involved perhaps more with the college level, or is... Do they have an equal involvement with K through 12?
I mean, I think that they're known for producing materials that teachers use as part of teacher training programs and to teach different curricula. They certainly have plenty of college material, but look, they own Connections Academy, which is a large virtual K-12 charter school in the United States, operating in different states around the country. So they certainly have a K-12 footprint as well.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Jonathan Butcher. He is a senior research fellow in education policy at the Heritage Foundation. I can't think of anything more important these days in particular, but ongoing, than how our kids are being taught. And everybody is concerned. You know, it's fun. It's interesting. On the one hand, here is more and more inculcation of race and CRT and that and the like, and then on the other hand, it seems like there's been more of a push towards voucher programs and allowing students to take the money and choose the school with the money in a voucher situation, which I think is a good thing. Is that sort of a counterbalance or whatever to what's going on with the teaching? I mean. A parent now might have more of a chance to say, look, you know, I'm sick of this situation with the indoctrination. I'm looking for another school. I got a voucher. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to look for a school that doesn't seem to be pushing this kind of thing. You would think that maybe these publishers would start to worry a little bit about, you know, losing students to schools that publish their material.
Well, it's absolutely essential for parents to have these options. It's definitely necessary. I would say it's not entirely sufficient. We need more than school choice. School choice is right there at the top, without question. But I think we also need proposals that we've seen in states around the U.S. that reject the use of critical race theory in schools, that reinforce the Civil Rights Act, that prohibit schools from keeping secrets from parents when a child expresses some sort of confusion about their biological sex and, you know, begins to talk about these, you know, so-called transgender issues. You know, these are proposals that have to happen at the same time, too, because even as we have families leaving to choose other options for their children, you know, there are still some 49, 50 million kids in public schools of some type. So, you know, it is very important, right, that we have protection for children no matter where they are.
Yeah. Do you think it's getting worse or better? Do you think that people are catching on to this? Do you think it seems like they're more vocal? You know, people are showing up at school boards and starting to challenge what's going on. I think in some ways parents are taking back control of some of these things. I don't know that it's certainly apparently not enough yet. So, but go ahead. Are we going in the right direction?
I think policymakers are at the state level, certainly, and I think that we've seen, you know, governors stand up and reject critical race theory in executive orders. We've seen governors adopt proposals protecting children from, you know, this, quote, gender ideology at young ages. But look, this is the culture war. I mean, this is what we have to continue to demonstrate, that we're going to protect young people, that we're going to preserve a sense of shared national identity around the ideas of freedom and opportunity. And as soon as we, you know, let up, as soon as we say, well, you know, now we're just going to, you know, not make it, you know, something that we continue to persist on, the radical left is intent on dismantling it. I mean, that's what critical race theory is set out to do. It's meant to dismantle the system of the rule of law that we have and even the Civil Rights Act.
Yeah. I mean, the ability of children to be able to write a comprehensive sentence, to be able to add and subtract, to understand a little bit more about how our government works, things like that, that used to be so important to even, you know, you came out of grade school, you were able to write, you were able to conjugate, you were able to read, you know, fairly well. You seemed to know that there were three branches of government and the basics of that. It seemed like you got a pretty good start in life. Now I wonder, are kids generally coming out with that same kind of basic knowledge?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, look, states like California and Minnesota have committed themselves to, quote, ethnic studies programs that talk about the work of, you know, Howard Zinn and others, right, who clearly have a very skewed and even inaccurate view of American history. And then you have states like South Dakota and Louisiana that have re-released and updated their social studies standards to focus on the key individuals of American history, to focus on freedom and opportunity. So, you know, some states are going in one direction, other states are going, you know, in another.
Yeah. You know, here in Florida, U.S. News and World Report now says Florida is overall number one in education. I mean, I don't know exactly how that's interpreted, but it used to be that southern states were more at the bottom of the list when it came to education, you know, and some of the northeastern states, et cetera, were more at the top. And it seems like, for whatever reason, red states are because they're giving more choice to parents to take their kids to the schools, you know, with voucher programs, and maybe it's a little bit easier in some of these places. I don't know, but it does seem like you know, in some ways at least, things are starting to balance out a little bit.
I think the struggle will continue, and as soon as we let up, I think the other side will. You know, they're still having Black Lives Matter Week of Action at School recognitions, you know, in cities around the U.S. We had Pride Week, right?
Yes.
Where students were exposed to these gender concepts in cities. So, you know, I think that we continue to focus on truth. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Well, keep up the good fight, Jonathan. I'm so glad. Kudos to you and to the Heritage Foundation for exposing this particular anti-racism pledge, or whatever you want to call it, from Pearson and the push of CRT in schools. Thank you so very much. Look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Jonathan Butcher. of the Heritage Foundation. We're going to take our break, and when we come back, so, you know, speaking of all of this CRT and gender studies, etc., a so-called expert defending gender intervention therapy before a congressional committee left speechless when she's asked to name a study that promotes it. We're going to talk about it.
Oh, her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop. If you own a home, I bet you're flooded with tree service mailers. So who do you call? ArborLife Tree Service is my choice. When I needed a bunch of trees taken down, they did it safely and at a great price. But ArborLife not only removes trees, they plant trees, they trim them, they prune, they spray, and they fertilize as well. They are ISO certified, they're veteran owned. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Call them for a free estimate. 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Like the legend of. Hey, we are back. Do you remember that? It makes me laugh every time I think of it. I think it was on Saturday Night Live. Well, who's the guy that, the rubber-faced comedian that made a couple of movies? He's gone a little weird now.
Jim Carrey?
Yes,
or like that?
Yes.
Is that what you were trying to do?
Yes. Do you remember these two guys? I think.
So people that are.
They were sitting in a car, and they were listening to a song on the radio. Do you remember that?
Yeah. So people that were on YouTube watching Paul was not having a seizure. It was his impression of White Man Dance.
That's it. Thank you. You remember. Yeah, well, that song was like the song that they were playing during that skit. Made me laugh my head off. Yes, it was. It was. Okay, by the way, I found out what the stock market is doing this morning.
Yeah.
It's good news again. Stock market's up.
Well, that's that Biden guy.
Well, we got to give him credit.
Well, you know, it didn't happen overnight. You know, they got the country with a 4% inflation rate, wasn't it? When Biden took over, is it 4%?
I think it was down to about 1.9% inflation.
Yeah. It got rounded up. Yesterday.
It got rounded up to the point where everything went to hell in a handbasket. But my point is, we're up about 112 points this morning.
Ooh.
That's good, though. You know, we keep going. All right. Hey, we got our buddy on the line. I'm afraid to bring him on because once he gets going, then I get off what I want to talk about. But we got Andrew, the Master Barber, who's on. And Andrew, I know there's a million things going on right now. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm living the dream, Paul. You know me.
Yes, I do.
Along, watching the news and laughing.
Yes. Well, you have to have a sense of humor if you're watching the news. That is for sure. I was just going to talk about this. I think you'll get a kick out of this. I don't know if you listened to our last guest here. We were talking a little bit about these publishing companies that are inculcating critical race theory and gender, whatever you want to call it, into the classrooms for these kids that are still trying to figure out reading, writing, and arithmetic. But this Republican Dan Crenshaw from Texas, I think he was a Vietnam veteran. Pretty sure he was. And
he
tore into a Democrat witness over her inability to cite a medical study that states the benefits of transgender surgeries for minors. She's going on and on and on, and she's from the Yale School of Medicine. She was a so-called expert brought in by the Democrats. Her name is Meredith McNamara, by the way. So she got into it with Crenshaw, who was asking her about where are you getting your information on the positive effects of gender surgery in the, you know, for these children. And she was not able to figure out, she was not able to cite a single study. That's basically, well, that's basically what it was. And she just sat there stumbling while he asked her for any kind of data, that she, because he was able to pull up data that showed it did quite the opposite to children. Well, go ahead.
I'm gonna give you some data.
Yeah, please.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here's Andrew's data. If it wasn't for these stupid adults putting these things in kids' minds, they wouldn't even be thinking about this. They'd be playing baseball, yep, playing on their phones, or doing whatever.
You got
it's
it.
Just the stupid adults that are putting this in kids' minds. Oh, honey, do you think you're like a girl today? Are you sure you're a boy? Come on.
You're
it's
right.
It's the stupid adults. The kids wouldn't even think of this. There's Andrew's philosophy.
For them to have any kind of procedure, we talked about this the other day, at that young age, think about in people that had tattoos when they were under 18, or even when they were 18 years old, that would want to go back and do their things differently.
That's right.
You're talking about teenagers that might have had a tattoo. You're not talking
right.
about a 5-year-old
That's
kid.
Right.
Come
right.
on.
That's
There's
right.
a whole other world.
Yeah,
it's the stupid adults that are putting this in the kids' heads because they got nothing better to do and they're messed up in their own mind.
And there's data that shows that when you mess around like this with children and their sexual situations with whatever you want to call it, drugs, surgeries, or anything else, they're 20 times more likely, I think Crenshaw cited this, 20 times more likely to be suicidal. So,
hey, Paul, listen, you've got the White House pushing this. Look at the other day. The beautiful, fantastic president that we got is the gay flag at the main entrance of the White House just happened to be on the side. They had two American flags on each side. Now, where the hell did they get their flags from? This is ridiculous.
Of course it is. And then they had quite a display from that one transgender. She or he dropped her top right there on the grounds at the White House. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, Paul, listen, it's disgusting. And you know what? As we're speaking, I guess Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod over there is taking a trip to China to try and persuade them to be peaceful with everything and calm down.
Yeah,
he's going there begging them.
Yeah, guess who's going to be giving him an audience there? It's the janitor.
Yeah.
He's not going to get anybody of any repute that'll even talk to him. I mean, that's how they're treating us over in China right now. The custodian is going to come out. He's going to put down his wash bucket and his mop.
Probably going to
he said, what do you want? You know, and hurry up because I got to get back. I'm doing windows today.
He's probably going to pay for his own hotel room and meals and everything, too.
Here's another thing, Paul, that I see going on. Now, you see Mr. Governor Newsom trying to play with Ron, okay? Newsom was on Hannity. He's trying to play with Ron.
And
I had to laugh because after I'm done saying this, I'll tell you where all the attention is going. But anyway, Ron had his 2 minutes yesterday when he sat there and he told Newsom, you know what? Why am I even going to bother debating you for what? You're not even running for president. Why don't you get in there and quit chirping on the sideline? Then I'll talk to you.
Exactly. I like the way you said, why don't you quit chirping?
That's right. That's all he was doing. Ron answered him for, and you know what? I give credit because Ron did slip in for a couple minutes. Because right now, I'll tell you what, there's one word in this country everybody's saying. It'd be a good or be it bad. There's only one thing you're seeing 24 hours a day. And you know what that is?
What?
Donald J. Trump.
Gosh,
that man has got he's got more free advertising than anybody in the world now.
Yeah, he's sucking the air out of anything else that's going on. That's for sure. I mean, it's amazing.
I heard a question: what do those avid Trump followers have to see to finally realize that Donald Trump is corrupt and quit voting for him and following him? How about some evidence?
Yeah.
They got nothing.
Not hearsay.
This is all nothing but a theater going on right now, Paul. You know why? because Cromer there is ready to bust the Biden bubble. Okay, so they had to do something to keep the talk. All they're giving them is free advertising. I don't care if it's good or bad. There's one name mentioned.
No,
Trump,
you're right.
Trump. Okay,
and
he's gonna rock the house.
He's going up in the numbers. Yeah.
I feel bad for Ron. I mean, I love Ron, you know that.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him, but it's like I tell everybody, Ron trying to get in the ring with Trump right now is like me and you going in the ring with Mike Tyson.
But on the same note, the only thing that would divert any kind of all this Trump stuff is hard evidence against Biden. If there are recordings and stuff like that, we need to see it.
Well, you know, I can tell you this. You know, I got the poll going on in the barbershop.
Yes, you do. How's that going?
And I can tell you, since this happened, Trump is landsliding Ron.
Let's tell everybody, if you go to, and believe me, guys, get over there, because not only will you get a great haircut, you'll be able to get in on the vote. He's got the stand-up life-size cutouts of both Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. And you can go over and choose which of the two would you choose if they were running for president on the Republican ticket. So go ahead. What's the latest?
So, Paul, it's like 98-25.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like 98-25. And
really?
They keep pushing off because you know why, Paul? People are fed up with what they're trying to do. They see now. They see that this is nothing but a setup. They see the evidence. They lay out on the floor and take pictures. This FBI and the Department of Justice, the whole Democrat Party, is going to go down.
I tell you what, it's looking good. Now, you know, we got a long way to go. And I think we talked about this maybe even with you. When the prosecution of Donald Trump in this hoarding of documents, when they start publicizing what he was saying to his own attorneys about what to do or what not to do, I think that alone might curtail this investigation, because that is a lawyer-client privacy and privilege. And yet we're hearing what he had to say to his own lawyers.
Yeah.
Well, they're going down. They're going down. And you know what I needed to do, you know, I'm kind of doing a Bud Light thing at my barbershop, but in the reverse.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I want the people to know out there that this is not a liberal barbershop, and liberals will not feel comfortable in there. So do me a favor and boycott my barbershop. All you liberals out, please boycott, because for your own safety, I'm telling you. For your own safety.
You'll be out there that day with fire hose washing down the sidewalk
I happen to know that he cuts the hair of liberals, because I was in his barbershop when he did it.
Oh, no. Don't tell nobody.
I won't, but you know what I'm talking about.
And he
gave him a great haircut.
You know what? I'm surprised it's not advertised that Andrew the Master Barber is the official barber of the voice of reason.
No. Oh, my God. Hey, you know what? Shut him down. It's like I told you, even bad publicity is good.
That's true.
Unbelievable.
Listen, but,
people got to wake up here, Paul. This country needs to wake up. I got to say, no matter what, you know, I think Trump's going all the way.
Yeah. Well, it's looking good for him. And I also want to say that despite with the gruff and the huff and the puff, Andrew's a wonderful man. And he will indeed give you a great haircut. Doesn't make any difference what your political persuasion is. But if you're liberal, I keep my big mouth shut when I would go in, that's all.
Hey, Paul.
What?
You know, if they can't take a joke, what can I tell them?
There you go.
Don't even come near my shop.
Make them, when they come in, though, tell them, okay, you got to vote for one or the other. Let's see what happens there.
I'll make sure I do that.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you later.
Andrew the Master Barber. There he goes, you know. I'm glad he's back, I must say. So I guess we talked enough about this this conversation with this woman and CRT. But at the same time, we brought up this thing at the White House, and the Biden White House taking a lot of flack from across the Republican presidential field over its Pride event. That thing really blew up on them, you know. Not only putting the Pride flag in the center, ridiculous. But then you got those idiots, you know, running around, those transgenders running around doing what they were doing on the White House lawn and everything, too. It's really kind of an embarrassment.
I didn't see, well, thank God I didn't see the dropping the top thing.
Yeah, it was.
Really?
It was very awkward. I mean, I didn't see it live. All I saw was
Did they blur it out?
They blur it out.
Okay, well, wouldn't that
they blur it out?
I'm sorry. If a woman is on the streets of downtown Tampa and drops her top, is that not a crime? Isn't that indecent exposure?
Technically, it's indecent exposure, technically.
I'm not saying I'm against it, but I'm just...
I know what you're saying.
But why...
You're not allowed... Exactly. Your sexual situation, not allowed to exhibit them in public.
What if a man goes on the... What's next? A man going to go on the White House lawn and drop his pants?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that the same thing, basically?
Basically. Yeah. And it's just... It's awkward. It makes everybody... Look... This is coming back to bite them. All of these people with this critical race theory, and you know, this is what happens. And it comes out, and now look,
it's almost
now. This Gallup poll shows people becoming more conservative than they've been in years in this country. Because a lot of it is because of what they're seeing, not only in schools, but like we're just talking about.
Am I overstating this or exaggerating this, or is the LGBTQRST and the transgender movement actually doing a recruitment?
Boy, if they're trying to recruit, I think they're sure going about it in the wrong way, because they're going to lose people to this kind of nonsense. That's what I think, anyway. I don't know. Hey, listen, we got to take our final break. And when we come back, by the way, Biden getting a little bit more questions about the Burisma and his son. He's getting upset about it. We're going to talk about it.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. If you own a home, I bet you're flooded with tree service mailers. So who do you call? ArborLife Tree Service is my choice. When I needed a bunch of trees taken down, they did it safely and at a great price. But ArborLife not only removes trees, they plant trees, they trim them, they prune, they spray, and they fertilize as well. They are ISO certified, they're veteran owned. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Call them for a free estimate. 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment, Freedom Works. By the way, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're here live, 10 to 11 a.m., 10 to 11, on the Great Tan Talk Radio Network. But Ed puts all our shows on podcast, bless him, so that if you miss any of the shows or you want to hear it again, just go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com, and click on the podcast button at the top. Ed's got all the shows up there for you. All right. Hey, this just came across the wire, Ed.
What am I hearing?
Around 300 Americans
Oh, I guess you got the TV volume up. Good.
Oh, is that on here?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. Didn't touch anything here. Let me hit the mute button, if I can find it on here, and we'll make sure that we don't...
The mute is on the upper...
There it is.
Mute left-hand button. Side.
Yeah, mute, okay.
Upper left.
I know, I'm hitting it. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe we'll it's the it. Wrong. It's maybe I should use the other one. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. Can I turn it off? Maybe if I turn the whole thing off.
Yeah.
Top right.
Top left.
It's not us. I turned it off.
It's off?
Yeah.
You know what? Is it your computer there that's. They have the volume on the computer.
That's
what it is.
It's my computer.
Yeah, some of our favorite.
Ed's making me turn off everything in the studio.
Love to change the settings on our computer in there. I'll take care of that later.
Sorry about that here. Yeah. I know what it is. If I can get the... There.
There we go.
All right. Anyway, that was Lauren Boebert.
Okay.
And the reason that she was talking on here is because I got her story up on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And she has introduced articles of impeachment against Biden, claiming that he mishandled his constitutional duty to secure our southern border. She said, I introduced the articles of impeachment in the last Congress and had fully intended to introduce them this Congress, but I was also giving some other committees and leadership the opportunity to lead on this. Well, she decided that they didn't do their job, so away she went. In the meantime, Biden lashed out at a reporter yesterday when he was asked why the FBI document alleging a criminal bribery scheme between he and a foreign national referred to him as the big guy. Well, he didn't like that question. The question specifically is, why did the Ukraine FBI informant file refer to you as the big guy, President Biden? Why is that term continuously applied? It came from a New York Post reporter. And so here was Biden's response. Why do you ask such a dumb question before running away? So there you go.
Well, dumb or not, answer it.
I know.
Dumb or not, answer it.
See, if he was innocent, if you were innocent of the charge, wouldn't you want to say, look, I'm going to hold a complete detailed conference so that I'm going to tell you that this is complete baloney.
This never
happened.
Right, let's reference somebody.
I've never taken a bribe.
Every time Nancy Pelosi or anybody else came out with some accusation against Donald Trump, whether it be impeachment 1, 2, or 2.5, or this woman or that woman or this charge, Donald Trump always came out and said, look, this is absolute false. I'll be fighting it, blah, blah, blah. Biden just doesn't answer the question.
He won't take questions.
This way he doesn't commit himself. He doesn't have to say, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And my point is, if you're really innocent, you would want to come out and talk about it to clear it up.
Exactly.
All right. Before we go to our top 10, Ed, is there anything we need to know in the world of sports these days that's important, or is it the same old, same old?
Rays are back on the winning track. Lost 2, 1-2.
Okay, so. And who are they playing today or tonight?
They will be out for the weekend out in San Diego.
Okay.
All night games.
All night games in San Diego.
Except for Sunday.
San Diego any good?
They're a 500 club.
Mediocre. All right. Yeah. It is time for our top 10. This is updated, comes from Forbes magazine. Top 10 richest people in the world for 2023, all right? Here we go. Number 10 is Steve Ballmer. He's with Microsoft, and he's only worth $80.7 billion. Poor guy.
Cheap dude.
Number 9, Mukesh Ambani.
Mukesh!
Yeah, good old Mukesh. He's an Indian, from India. He works at Reliance Industries. He is worth $83.4 billion.
That's a good name, though. Mukesh.
Yeah, Mukesh.
Mukesh.
I like it. Mukesh.
You mean Mukesh.
Somebody once made my girlfriend laugh. We were going to a hotel, and I went up to the desk, and we were checking in, and blah, blah, blah. And he says, oh, yes, here it is, Mr. Moolah. Mr. Moolah. I was anything
can't
but. But we both started laughing.
I mean, even you have a hotel there on Treasure Island, isn't it? The Molloy?
Yeah, I wish I had a part of it. Number eight.
You should just go stay there for a weekend, see if you're
how long I can get away with
yeah.
it. Yeah. You're right. That's better. Number eight is Carlos Slim. He's from Mexico. He's got a bunch of companies. Anyway, he's worth $93 billion. Number seven. Got to move along here. Michael Bloomberg, we know about him.
Yeah.
United States, Bloomberg, et cetera, all the holdings in Bloomberg. He's worth $94.5 billion. Number six. Good old Bill Gates. Yeah. You know, Bill Gates has been around
he's slipping a long time.
Oh, yeah. He used to be number one for a long time. He's only worth $104 billion.
Takes too many weekends off now, I guess.
He's worth more, but everybody else is jumping up over him. A lot of people.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, number five, Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is Berkshire Hathaway, $106 billion. Number four is actually going to be up more than this because of artificial intelligence, but it's Larry Ellison of Oracle Corporation. Mm. They're very much involved in AI. Currently, he's only number four. He is technically by some number three, but he's worth $107 billion. Number three is soon going to drop. Jeff Bezos, Amazon, he's worth $114 billion. Number two, Elon Musk. Now, I thought he was number one for a while, but he's not anymore. You know, he's got Tesla, SpaceX, Twitter, and all that stuff. He's worth $180 billion.
He's been spending some cash, so.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He's not afraid to drop money. All right. You have any idea, Ed? I'll tell you, it's a French person.
Oh, gee. None of my French friends have that kind of money.
This guy is in the business of, would you believe, perfumes and fragrances all kinds of things like that. His name is Bernard Amault, A-M-A-U-L-T, and his family. He cracks the $200 billion mark. He's at $200.
Selling perfume?
He's selling all kinds of, yes, but it's more than that. But yes, he's got in the fragrance business. It's an amazingly, lucrative business. The company is LVMH. We'll have to look that up. LVMH. But he's worth $211 billion.
Wow.
$1 billion. As I said, Larry Ellison, I saw a story on him.
None of the Walmart people, huh?
Because
you know why? It's just spread out, probably.
It is. Now, if you took all of the Walmart family and put them together, you know what? They probably would be up on this list. There's no question about it. There's about six or seven of them.
Yeah.
All right. We thank you so very much for being with us. We will be back on Monday. Have a safe weekend. And do remember, freedom works.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
And a happy Friday, Tampa Bay. Big Ed here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your Bay Area forecast. Well, finally, some decent rain chances today. High this afternoon of 87 degrees and a 60% chance of rain. Overnight low.